This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As we take some time with God together today, why don't you just stop in your heart and mind and just silently ask the Lord to speak to you now in this short little radio spot from His Word. God, what do you have to say to me today? I'm listening. I want to respond to you. Well, God loves to respond to that kind of a request. We want to look this week at the theme of the pressure that the world puts on us to be like it. In the letter of 1 Peter, near the end of the New Testament in the Bible, Peter writes to people who are experiencing this pressure in a very real way. He starts off his letter by saying, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, that you may obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with His blood, may grace and peace be yours in fullest measure. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. You who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not see Him now, but believe in Him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls." And he goes on. Isn't that a beautiful passage? Written to people struggling with the pressure of the world. The proof of your faith, he says, because you're experiencing some various trials, some stresses, some pressures from the world. He said, you reside as aliens. He himself, Peter, had been imprisoned several times for the sake of the gospel. And yet, his message to the other believers who are being pressured isn't a message of doom, get ready, it's going to be awful, it's going to be hard. No, he focuses on hope. He points believers to the reality of God's work in their lives. You have been born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And that means you've obtained an inheritance, imperishable, undefiled, will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God. God is just overflowing with what He wants to do in your life now. And after this life, there is the beauty of fellowship with God forever. When you're being stressed and pressured by this world, remember, God is at work in your life. You can know Him, and because of your relationship with Him, you are so rich in spiritual blessings. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.